And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 15 minutes, get your coffee or tea ready, we'll go over some strategies, some ideas, help you improve or enhance your current and or future retirement income. So retirement, pensions, defined amounts, life annuities. So the last couple of shows we've discussed old age security and the Canada Pension Plan. Two different government-defined pensions. A fixed amount based on either years lived in Canada for OAS and or employment and income for CPP. And whatever your amounts are, those are set, paid to you for life. OAS stops when you stop. CPP, most times your spouse will receive 60% of what your pension was after you're gone. So most of us get those two pensions, but of course the combination of the two might add up to $15,000, perhaps $20,000 a year if you're fortunate. Nice, but not nearly enough. Now for those fortunate enough to have company pension plans, you worked a long time, decades for one company, or government employees, teachers and police and armed forces, fire department, maybe universities or crown corporations. You put in the time, you paid your dues, and your occupation may or may not have been high in salary. Usually the retirement benefits, though, are quite good. They provide steady, consistent, quite livable, comfortable retirement income. Now the average pension here might be, today, in the $45,000 to $50,000 range, combined with OAS and CPP, sometimes more. And some of those pensions are indexed, meaning they had a base, but each year or several years, there's a reset, an increase for inflation. So you do not lose purchasing power. Your pension might go up 2% per year every year. Even in retirement, and especially in retirement, you want your earnings to at least stay with the rate of inflation. We all eat, we all drive, we all live in homes of some sort, so the cost of living never seems to go down. So those are fixed amounts, company pensions along with government pensions. And you're pretty well assured that the government pensions are going to continue. But some company pensions do not. They're not guaranteed, or they're underfunded, or underinsured. Seniors, long-time workers, did everything they were asked for, yet many saw their retirement pensions cut, delayed, getting fractions of what they'd been promised. Many public companies today no longer offer a fixed guaranteed pension, a defined pension. You work here for this long, and we'll guarantee you X amount of dollars. Some companies have almost as many retirees taking pensions as they do current staff. Now, not all employees work for 40 years at one company. And most companies themselves do not stay in business now for three or four decades without being bought out or part of a merger. So other than government, which should be around for decades, the defined company pension plan is pretty well going by the wayside. So what has taken place is the company matching of the contributing RSP. You put in so much, the company will match up to a certain limit. The end results may vary. Returns will be whatever. It's a defined contribution. This is how much you pay in. This is how much the company is putting in. The end result is unknown, but it's probably pretty good. As an employee, you really want to take advantage of that. The extra contribution by the company and selecting the right funds in that plan over a 5, 10, or 15 years, however long you work there, it's a nice boost. You've earned it. Make sure you tap into that. And speak to your fund administrator or advisor on selecting those funds. Find out the choices. What are the past 3, 5, or 10-year performance? Get good growth funds. And good growth funds should be close to 8 to 10% the last 3 or 4 years, even without the added company contribution. When you and the company part ways and the company no longer is paying in, and you can move the entire amount to better performing funds. If your previous selection was limited, and you might want better access or control on your RSP now that it's no longer shared. A defined contribution, but not a defined amount of what it will be. Come age 65 or 70, when you're ready to retire, for the rest of days. Now imagine if you could have both, an RSP that you can load up, good growth, but when it comes time to retire at age 65 or 71, you know exactly how much you'll get, the retirement income, a guaranteed set amount, a defined amount that will provide you money for life, despite whatever the markets do. Just like the government pensions, the money won't run out until you do. Well, there is such a product that you can have, kind of have it both ways, growth and guaranteed income. We'll be back in a moment to find out.
Welcome to your Financial Destination Show, an educational investment series hosted by Roger Hamilton, featuring strategies to enhance your retirement income. During his 10 years as a financial advisor, Roger has provided sound advice on how to improve personal investments to hundreds of people, many of whom are Seaside FM listeners. To discuss how to improve your investments, email Roger at roger@yourfinancialdestination.ca. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income. On your Financial Destination show, we'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back. So one of the biggest concerns for most retirees is running out of money way too soon. You retire at 68 and you go broke by 80. Maybe because you invested poorly, too much fear, and you settled for way too less. You were stuck in the GIC world, thinking it was 1981 and not 2021. Earning 0.0. Why? Well, because you went to your bank and they said it was a good idea. It was safe for them. And then you finally realize anything less than 2% per year, and you're not even treading water. That is risk. Or you felt you had to gamble with investments late in life. You waited too long. Now you're trying to play catch-up in a hurry, and someone has convinced you that some future penny stocks that were going to hit it real big, real soon, and the only thing hit was your lifetime savings. So eliminate fear and greed. But to add some certainty into your retirement income, some guaranteed income for life, a defined amount without the risk of where to invest and what the next few decades may bring, there are several companies offering such a product. Empire Life, Sun Life, Manulife offered one for years, but not so much anymore. But anyone in one of those plans currently certainly sees the benefits. So let's take a 60-year-old going to retire in less than 5 years or so. Let's say you have at least $100,000 RSP. It can be outside in an RSP as well, but in this case, the simple math, $100,000 of RSP. And you wouldn't invest all your RSP in this annuity, and I'll explain that in a moment. Let's say your total RSP is $300,000 to $400,000. It's done well, and it can be less as well. But in this example, visual math, you're gonna lock in 25-30% of your RSP in an income for annuity, income for life annuity. $100,000. And annuities work very well for those pre-retirees setting up a defined pension in that age range of 55 to 65. Your RSP's done well, but you want to lock some of it in just in case. So age 60, $100,000 right now. And every January, the value goes up by at least 4%, even if the markets go down. So in a few months right now, by the end of December, a 60-year-old could transfer $100,000 of his or her RSP to a Money for Life. Each year, the next month, January, the paper value increases by at least 4%. If the market's higher, you get that. If it's lower, your $100,000 real money gets a paper value increase to $104,000, followed by $108,000 and $112,000 by year three. It resets at that point. You might get more, but never less. You do it again for another 3 years. It goes to $116,000, $120,000, and $124,000 is the paper value of your RSP now that you're 66, and maybe now you want to retire. So at age 66, the set amount for life is 4% of the $124,000 the paper value has grown to, which is about $5,000 a year. That's going to be your income for the rest of days, 25, 30 years. The markets collapse, the money keeps coming. If this is an RSP as it was, now you have to convert it to a RIF. Well, of course, there are increasing minimums you have to take out as the years go by. For example, age 71, you've got to take out 5.3%, which most likely would exceed the $5,000 a year minimum. Well, you get the higher amount, and the following years, your income goes up to match the increasing RIF you must take out. So by age 80, your income is about $8,000 a year. By year 85, it's $12,500. It keeps increasing income for life. For the 60-year-old with a $100,000 RSP start your RIF at age 66. For the next 24 years till age 90, your guaranteed income would total over $211,000 during that time span, an average of about $8,700 per year, ranging from $5,000 to $13,500. You make it into your 90s. While some of your funds may be gone, you're not. in your 90s, the next decade, your income would total another $129,000 just by itself alone, along with any other government pensions. For those who can make the 100-year milestone, your income alone in just this $100,000 would have generated to you over $340,000. That's the math. It's a longevity plan. Now, if your RSP was placed in GICs and income funds earning 2% or less, and you're withdrawing at 6 to 7% per year, earning maybe getting $6,500 a year, no more, even that, your money is going to run out in less than 18 years, in your early mid-80s. You have less income and less time. Or if your funds drop significantly, especially early on when you're withdrawing and you can't add more back in, that can shorten up the time span, the life on your money. It drains out, but not in a money for life annuity. Money for life stays the same or increases into your 90s, where your original amount may have been depleted by now. Now, there are several types of annuities. You can do single and joint and first to die and last to die and all different types. It can be certainly your RSP or RIF, where the payments have to increase as you get older, but of course are taxable, since all RIFs are taxable income. Or a non-RSP, where the income doesn't really increase as much, but are very tax efficient. You pay less tax on your money for life. You can have a set time where the amount is life insured, some for life, some for maybe the first 10 or 15 years. So if you pass away before the term or time limit, the remaining actual cash value goes to your spouse or kids. It's a SEG fund, so it bypasses probate. Now, some choose not to life insure the annuity, which will provide you more income. But if you pass away early in the game, the remaining balance stays with the finance company. They keep the rest. But if you live long and prosper, you're living off their money. So that's sort of the challenge. That's the one reason you don't place all of it into an annuity. Some single people opt not to take the life insurance. Why bother? They take the higher income and hope to stick around past 90 and show them all. Others might take the higher income and with that purchase a life insurance policy with the extra income. A 60-year-old man in good health could buy a $100,000 20-year term for about $150 a month, covering the policy for the next 20 years. With the higher income, which should be more than enough to cover the cost of the life insurance, if he's healthy. So you sort of beat the system. You have it both ways. And then he can cancel the life insurance 10, 12, 15 years later if he wants, or leave it on for the full 20 years, but continue with the higher income all the way through. And one other thing people do, some will buy annuities for their adult children, a fixed amount for them, as opposed to handing them lump sums. For fear of that, Johnny and his new bride will blow the inheritance within a week, for the boy could never handle money. The other two kids are great, and they get lump sums, but Johnny, for your own good, a fixed amount for the rest of your life. So there are several many angles and advantages to perhaps having some of your investments in annuity, income or money for life, that type of product. If the fear of living too long or running out of money too soon keeps you up at night. But why only a third or less? Well, if you had $300,000 or more, it's a fixed amount. Not a large amount, but in a fixed amount that goes on, well, till you're 100 years old or more. But like CPP or other pensions, you can't take an advance. The same for annuities. That's the deal. A defined certain amount that could last well beyond its value and what it could have reasonably grown to over 25 years or more till age 90, it's the longevity plan. But while we're in our 70s and early 80s, perhaps, the most open money invested properly, the Fidelity SEG funds, for example, would most likely outperform an annuity. Not for certain, but most likely. And you have the ability to withdraw more, lump sums, for trips, more than $5,000 a year. Life to enjoy in your late 60s and 70s, things you waited for, wanted to do leading up to this, so we only go around once. So that's why 75 to 80% or more in well-invested, good-growth SEG funds should get you well past your traveling 70s and into your late 80s. But then to complement that, a defined fixed amount, an annuity, money, income for life, a guaranteed amount, adding to your government pensions that don't run out until finally you do. So I trust you've learned something today, took a few notes. We have enjoyed your company. For more on this, we're located at 1702 Sackville Drive. Visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879. This is Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.